Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we have got lots coming down the pipe. Lots coming down the pipe. Lots more diagrams of plays, X and O's and Joes. Lots more content. Obviously, you know you can catch Talk Spicy every morning, Monday through Friday, but you just never know what you're going to get. But you know it's going to be honest sport evaluation, lots of football. We're into the heart of basketball season, so you definitely want to check it out if you haven't. We've put a cap on the NFL season yesterday with the new week 18. And I've already seen some people say, oh, well, you know, if the record was broken in week 18, then I don't count it as a record. Man, get out of here with that phony. You do realize that the NFL went from 14 games to 16 games. So at one time, they added two, not one, but two games. They added two games. You know how much that changes the landscape of statistics? And yet, I don't hear anybody saying, yeah, you know, but they got that record in 16 games instead of the 14 games. How many people you think are right now back in the 70s and 80s that may have played underneath that 14 game umbrella with records that looked at these 16 game people and were like, man, y'all ain't doing nothing? Of course. Then we talk about how the game has changed. Oh, well, you know, if such and such, if you got 1,000 yards in 18 games, is that really impressive? Now, look, if you do the math on it, all right, it's probably easier to get 1,000 yards in 18 games. But consider the type of game we play today. If we're going to say that passing numbers are skewed because the game has skewed more towards passing, we have to give more credence to the rushing numbers because those guys are not getting the opportunities that maybe some of these other guys were getting in the past. Everything balances itself out. Yes, are there going to be records that change because there's an extra game? Of course there are. Of course. Does that mean that the record is not valid? Absolutely not. It just means that we have to then continue to pay homage to those people that came before, to those people that did it in 16 games, that did it in 14 games. You have to show love to those guys because you know how difficult it is to do. So I don't want to hear all that. Oh, it's an extra game. It's 18 games. So now I don't count. No. I don't want to hear that. You know what else I don't want to hear? I don't want to hear another one of you janky mofos sit out there and talk about how this quarterback is all that and this coach is all that and how much better it is now. I'm going to give you some examples, and I don't want to hold you because I ain't going to be on here long today, mostly because I promised myself I wasn't going to start pushing these Talk Spices out to 30 minutes. I was getting close in December. I know. I was talking. But y'all had me heated. And you got me heated again. Tyler Huntley goes out there with half of a team yesterday. Has a bad game. We don't have to sugarcoat it. Has a bad game, a subpar game. And then all of a sudden, everybody comes out and goes, oh, all of you people that said Tyler Huntley was a starter, don't ever say that again. Blah, 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 blah. I heard someone actually like fix his lips and say that Tyler Huntley was only a backup in the right situation. And I'm doing a new thing this year where I'm not trying to protect people from their stupidity. so I wish I had his name in front of me. And if I find it while we're talking, I'm definitely gonna say it, because this stuff has to be pointed out when you see these inadequacies, right? Because Tyler Huntley had one bad game as a starter while he's been on a team where he's the backup on a team with the most people on injured reserve ever. Not the most people on injured reserve this year. The most people who have had to go on to injured reserve ever. They haven't played with a consistent offensive line the entire season. They haven't played with a running back that still should be a starter or a backup all season. They've had receivers in and out. The only person that's been consistent the entire season, I believe, is Andrews. The same people who started talking about, oh, don't tell me that Tyler Huntley's the starting quarterback, were the same people that were trying to tell us that Tyler Huntley was on the same level as Lamar Jackson when he was doing well, because they were using Tyler Huntley's performance to discredit Lamar Jackson. See, I'm not lost. Y'all ain't gonna get me. I remember what you said. Finding any reason you could to try to discredit what Lamar Jackson does. Oh, well, Tyler Huntley's come in and done the same thing. Meanwhile, myself and people that I know, people that have brains, we're like, no, they're not the same. But Tyler Huntley is a starting quarterback in the NFL if given the right opportunity. And so with that, you have to understand what you're dealing with. You have to understand the climate. You have to understand what's being asked. And if you understand all of those things, you get it, you realize it, there shouldn't be any issues. You should not have issues with any of it. And when we think about what's going on, and we think about how things are rolling, and the fact that you guys were willing to just eviscerate Tyler Huntley for his performance, yet at the same time, you didn't say a word about Mac Jones's performance when he put up all of those empty stats at the end of the game. No, nobody said a word. Trevor Lawrence had a good game yesterday. Not a great game, a good game. It started off great. He was like 18 for 18 or 8 for 8, 10 for 10, whatever it was. Started off great. Wasn't great overall, but it was started off great. And all of a sudden, that erases this horrible season that he's had. Zach Wilson's been bad all year. We've barely heard about it. And in all of those cases, people just point to coaching, right? It's always the coach's fault. When these, supposedly elite level white quarterbacks do horribly. The same way that we see everybody applauding these young white head coaches who are supposed to be the wonder kids and all of this. We applaud it, right? Brandon Staley's doing a fantastic job in LA with the Chargers. Ladies and gentlemen, they just lost to the Raiders in a play-in game. The Raiders, who had their entire world blown up this year. The Raiders, who lost their head coach to scandal, who lost their starting wide receiver, who to an unfortunate incident where he killed someone. That same team, with the injuries that they've had at running back and at tight end and at quarterback, that same team beat a fully loaded, every all hands on deck, LA Chargers team with Brandon Staley, the next hot young big thing out there supposed to be changing the game, and with Justin Herbert, who is the next coming of Aaron Rodgers, and yet it looks similar or close to what it looked like with Anthony Lynn there, and Anthony Lynn had half his team out. People told us that Anthony Lynn couldn't coach. People told us that Anthony Lynn wasn't long for the job because you just need somebody to be able to monitor. They didn't give Pep Hamilton any credit for what he was able to do with Justin Herbert. It was all, well, you know, Justin Herbert was just not, he was just unleashed in the NFL. Some people are just better in the NFL than they're in college. No, that man's doing different things than he did in college, and that goes to Pep Hamilton and Anthony Lynn for what they did. I imagine what this LA Chargers team would be like if Anthony Lynn and his regime were allowed to actually have a full team with a quarterback that's competent. But no, they flipped it out. Let's get the new dude in there. Okay, well, we got the new dude in there. You know what he did? He did the same thing the old guy did. With all of the weapons in place, with all of the toys, with all of the buttons to push, he did the same thing. The hypocrisy of you idiots. The hypocrisy. Y'all sit up here and tell us, oh, no, these are just facts. And yet, the way in which you evaluate these guys don't add up. It took a full-on implosion. It took a full-on implosion by Carson Wentz in the 18th week of the season for people to admit what we've been saying now for years. He has not improved in the NFL. He's the same guy he was at North Dakota State, and that guy is not going to be good enough to get it done in the league. At some point, that one season that he had has got to be looked at as an anomaly. And you janky mofos sat out there and tried to convince us that he was better than Dak Prescott. You guys sat out there and told us that the Eagles were going to rue the day that they let this man walk out the door, that the Indianapolis Colts got highway robbery because they got their franchise quarterback for the next 10 plus years, and all they had to do was give up some draft picks. You told us that when he got back with that coach that he had success with in Philadelphia, that everything would be fixed, that he would be back to being the Carson Wentz that we all knew and loved. And when he had mediocre game, you guys defended him. Well, he's just working within the confines of the offense. And then he would have an anomaly game. Oh, look, that's what we're talking about. Yet, while you were doing that, every single time Jalen Hurts had a good game, people tried to use some type of excuse to discredit it. And when we looked up at the end of the year, both teams had the same record. The only difference is one quarterback elevated his team from a losing record to a playoff berth. And one quarterback brought his team from a double-digit win team and a playoff berth down to where he's going to Cancun. The hypocrisy is so ridiculous that we have to point it out. We have to. All I keep hearing is that the Dallas Cowboys offenses man, the Dallas Cowboys offense can be dynamic when it's clicking, but there's no, it's inconsistent. There's no rhythm. They don't seem to be on the same page. And then in the same breath, you people are coming out and telling us that the offensive coordinator deserves to be a head coach. Like, come on, people. What you're saying doesn't make any sense. If Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys and his team is the highest scoring offense in the league, cool. But week in and week out, you don't know what team you're getting, what offensive team you're getting. If they don't seem like they're on the same page, if they feel disjointed, then why do I keep hearing people say that Kellen Moore, who's only been coaching for a few years, who was never a good pro, who was never a starter in the league, who was a great college quarterback, why do I keep hearing him being pushed for all these jobs? Yet, Byron Leftwich has been at the controls of one of the most efficient offenses in all of football. He's calling those plays, not Tom Brady, not Bruce Arians, and not one of you I can hear ever talking about Byron Leftwich, as a starter, as a head coach in the NFL. We never hear it. Meanwhile, he was a leader in college. He was a starting quarterback and a leader in the NFL for years. Respected, intelligent. Yet, we don't hear his name. If we're talking about young and up and coming future head coaches, why are we not talking about him again? What are we doing? You guys keep trying to tell us that Mike Tomlin is just okay. Congratulations to Mike Tomlin for yet another season where he doesn't have a losing record. Another season where he's pulled a subpar team into the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one coach who's been able to do it better over this time frame, and his name is Bill Belichick. And yet we don't talk about Mike Tomlin enough. Not enough. We're calling out hypocrisy. I'm calling names. When you say something stupid, when you say something that's clearly hypocritical, when you contradict yourself, when you're not consistent, I'm calling you out. And if you hear me do it, please call me out. Please do. Because I'm about consistency. What are you about? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. For joining me on the YouTube channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment. You know what to do. Until next time, peace.